嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天节目当中呢，我们来一起学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句，会比较长一些。
I'm not saying I'm not going to grow attached to the little bugger. I just don't have the motherhood gene.
I'm not saying that I'm not going to grow attached to the little bugger. I just don't have the motherhood gene. 我不是说我不会喜欢这个小家伙，只是我没有母性基因。I'm not saying that I'm not going to grow attached to the little bugger. I just don't have the motherhood gene. I'm not saying that I'm not gonna grow attached to the little bugger. I just don't have the motherhood gene. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意的发音技巧呢也是比较多的。第一处，当 not saying 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个不完全爆破的处理。那么你可以读成 not saying, not saying.而当 that I'm 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个连读，而且呢连读之后，我们说在美式发音当中呢还会形成一个闪音的处理，所以呢在美音当中呢这样的两部分组合在一起，我们呢其实可以读成 that I'm that I'm。 而当 not gonna 我们放在一起呢，此处会有一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 not gonna not gonna。 当 attachedto 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个失去爆破的处理，你可以读成 attached to attached to。 little 这个单词呢，我们说在美式发音当中呢，两个字母 t 出现在一起呢，也是有一个非常典型的 flap t 闪音的处理，所以呢这个单词呢，我们在美式发音当中呢可以读成 little little。 再往后面看，当 just don't have这样的三个单词呢出现在一起，我们说前两者呢存在失去爆破，而后两者呢有一个不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 just don't have just don't have。 而最后一处发音技巧，当 motherhood gene 这样的两个单词呢我们放在一起，可以存在一个不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 motherhood gene motherhood gene。
Bree, it's still too easy to breathe. You gotta make it tighter.
Gabby, if I make it any tighter, you won't be able to sit down.
I don't care. I can't have these girls thinking I'm pregnant.
Gosh, do you actually think they're gonna make fun of you?
Trust me, they're merciless.
But why? I mean, surely they have friends who have children.
When I decided to marry Carlos, I told these girls I would spend the rest of my days being rich and in love and childless.And they laughed at me, and they said I would just end up being another fat housefrau, living a life that I didn't plan. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing they were right.
Well, maybe they'll just be happy for you.
Bree, my friends are models. They're never happy for anyone.
Do you ever think you might like it?
What?
Motherhood?
No.
Oh, come on. You don't think you're going to love your own baby?
Well, I'm not saying I'm not going to grow attached to the little bugger. I just don't have the motherhood gene. I wish I did, but I don't. What?
Well, I'm just smiling because I think a few months from now, you're going to come to me and tell me how madly in love you are with your new little baby, and I'm going to have to resist the urge to say, I told you so.
Maybe. But I doubt it.
There you go. All done.
How do I look?
Positively glowing.
Breathe. 今天节目当中呢，我们一起来学习一下这样一个短语，叫做 attached to somebody or something。这样一个短语当中呢，我们说 attached 可以理解成为是一个形容词的用法。一般呢，我们说 be attached to somebody or something。当然了，今天视频当中 grow attached to somebody or something。当中的这个动词 grow 也是系动词的用法，这样的两个短语呢含义是非常类似的，都表示对某个人或者呢某个东西有强烈的感情，只是呢动词换成 grow 更加强调一种变化而已。 to have an emotional connection to someone or something. 下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。第一个 ，The children are very attached to their grandparents. 孩子们非常喜欢他们的爷爷奶奶。The children are very attached to their grandparents. 再比如说呢，看第二个例子。I'm very attached to my old guitar. 我非常喜欢我的旧吉他。I'm very attached to my old guitar. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。I really miss my ex-boyfriend at Christmas time. I guess I'm still attached to him after all. 在圣诞节的时候，我特别想念我的前男友。我猜我终究还是太喜欢他了。I really miss my ex-boyfriend at Christmas time. I guess I'm still attached to him after all. 下面呢，我们来看一下第四个例子。I'm pretty attached to the idea of a tropical vacation. I've even been picturing myself on the beach. 我真的很喜欢去热带地区度假。我甚至都已经在想象自己在沙滩上的样子了。I'm pretty attached.To the idea of a tropical vacation. I've even been picturing myself on the beach. 下面呢，我们来看一下这样一个例子。I tried to give away my daughter's childhood teddy bear, but apparently she is still quite attached to it. 我之前想把我女儿童年的泰迪熊玩具送人，但是很显然她还很喜欢它。I tried to give away my daughter's childhood teddy bear.But apparently, she's still quite attached to it. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这样一个例句。She is very attached to her family and friends. 她非常依赖她的家人和朋友。She is very attached to her family and friends. 那么在今天视频当中呢，还有一句话的句型值得我们来学习。首先呢，一起来听一下这样一段话。
I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing they were right.
I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing they were right. 我不会让他们得逞，让他们觉得自己很有先见之明的。I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of knowing they were right. 那么此时呢，出现了这样一个句型，叫做 give somebody the satisfaction of doing something. 给某个人一种做某件事情的满足感。比如说 She didn't want to give him the satisfaction of seeing her cry.她不愿当着他的面哭，让他幸灾乐祸。She didn't want to give him the satisfaction of seeing her cry. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译下面这样一个句子，并留言在文章的留言区。她发现自己越来越喜欢这个有趣的老太太了。她发现自己越来越喜欢这个有趣的老太太了。那么这样一个汉英，你是打算如何去完成呢？本周的口语节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。下周节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you next week.